Behind the Book, a show where you hear the best interviews from the best guests in all of professional wrestling and beyond. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this great interview coming up next. And as always, you're welcome, and let the Revisionist Revolution begin. Welcome back, folks. Boy, do I have a show for you today. And it's a surprise.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, exactly. Michael's not here, so it's great. No, I'm just kidding. I have, you know, two of the hardest working guys in podcasting, in, you know, merchandising, in anything involving wrestling and merchandise. These two guys are, you know, hardest working. I have Josiah from What For Apparel, Kayfabe Tees, as well as the man, the myth, the legend, Adam Rotella. Geez.
Again, and oh, geez, that is a crazy introduction.
That's top billing if I've ever heard it.
There you go. There's
I brought my bell. I brought my own bell, folks. So please be prepared.
That's why he gets top billing.
Yeah. That. Yeah.
That's his own bell.
Well, then that's why your name's on the nameplate at the door, right, Josiah?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, definitely, you know, Josiah, you were on our other on Revisionist Booking. Adam, this is your first time on the show, so welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And definitely been checking, obviously, your stuff out on YouTube for quite some time. Actually, a friend of all of ours, Jay-Z Flair, turned me on to your stuff. So definitely.
I've heard of that guy.
Rings a bell.
He's acceptable.
He's kind of a big deal in his own mind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was funny. I was talking to him the other day. I said, you know what? Deep down, I'm pretty sure your wife may hate chicken.
Wow, that's a possibility. Maybe it's just forced upon.
Well, that actually just sounds like means for a divorce to me.
Well, for him, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so like I said, to get kind of, I'm sure we'll get off the course a little bit, which is absolutely fine.
Yeah,
fine. You know, first and foremost.
Hey, speaking of off the course, can I just throw a wrench in everything right away, which is one of my favorite things to do when I'm a visitor on podcasts. Is that okay with you, RJ?
Absolutely fine.
All right, so here we go. I love throwing a wrench into everything. So here's what I have to say. What about that wild card rule that just happened? I mean, what is going on? Can we take 5 minutes to talk
absolutely
about that
for a
second?
No, absolutely.
That seems absolutely crazy to me. I mean, that's like just saying, hey, everybody, we're going to sell you $12.99 shirts from WrestleMania to WrestleMania, which is exactly what we're doing. Which that sounds like more sense than the wild card rule.
the wild card rule to me, man, it just seems like ratings desperation with skin on. You know what I mean? It's definitely desperation incarnate. In my opinion, it doesn't make any sense, but I think they're just trying to save the sinking ship by plugging as many fingers and holes as they can. But it makes no sense to me. It logistically, I don't know. None of it makes sense. And it's bad when something that's a worked business makes zero sense to a fan.
Yeah, it just seems like a giant clusterfuck at the time. And yes, you can swear on this show. You can't.
What I was just going to ask, my friend. All right, that's fantastic.
You couldn't on the other one, so we had to kind of keep bite our tongues a little bit. But yeah, no, I had to turn it off. I ended up switching over to the hockey game, the game 7 of the Dallas and St. Louis. And I'm like, I got to turn it over because if I watch this anymore, either one or two things are going to happen. I'm going to hurt myself as far as banging my head against the wall, or I'm going to break my TV, and I don't want either one of that to happen.
And by the way, can I just interject real quick? Go Avs, game 7 tomorrow night, if you guys care.
I have no idea what you're talking about, Josiah.
It's
and we
called
talk
hockey,
every day.
Adam. It's called hockey.
Okay, all right. Let me write that down on – Let me write that down in my notes.
No, yeah. Well, see, unfortunately, growing up here in the Northeast, it's kind of one of those things where if you don't watch hockey, you get like stoned and feathered or something in the town square or something, I guess. But
well, at least that will keep you warmer than the weather, my friend.
It's true.
Actually,
in Colorado, we just get stoned, so it's
no. Actually, it hasn't been too bad here. It rained a lot the last couple of days, but we had a couple of days there where it was close to 80 and. Then it went back down to 40 the next day. So it's like, you know, it's that Western New York weather. If you don't like it, wait about 5 minutes, it'll change. But yeah, it's just, I don't understand the way that this booking is going with them. You know, everybody thought that, you know, Bruce Pritchard's going to get over there and that everything's going to change right away. And I'm like, it's not going to happen. And, you know, as soon as I saw Shane McMahon or heard his music come out, I'm like, all right, switch it, because I'm going to break my TV if I watch it anymore. So.
But he's got a nice dance.
Yes, he does.
He's got a nice dance. I mean, whenever my girlfriend watches, the first thing that she says after Shane McMahon dances is, I think that guy just blew up after that dance.
He does, though. You know, that's why he has to jump off all this crazy crap, because he's got to, you know, not get blown up so fast. You know, it takes some time to get a breather in there. But, you know, the main reason why we're here, you know, you guys, Josiah, you came up WhatFor Apparel. Give us a little brief background on WhatFor Apparel before we get into Kayfabe Tees, too.
You know what? Actually, RJ, as a partner with Josiah, I'm very interested to hear this story as well, because we haven't really talked that much as it is to begin with. So I can't wait to hear this backstory of WhatFor Apparel.
Yeah. So, you know, Adam and I are the only – Adam is the only client or partner, rather, that we have with WhatFor Apparel that I've met in person. I've, of course, met RJ and Michael and a couple other people over Skype, but Adam and I are the only people to actually have met in person, and looking forward to Las Vegas when we just kind of bond the way only the way Vegas will let you or can do. So quick backstory. I was in e-commerce for, I don't know, 3.5, 4 years or so, doing third-party stuff on Amazon. That's great if you do that. Amazon gives a good platform, lots of eyes, but they take like close to 18% of every sale that you make, and the customers aren't actually yours. So we, you know, further down the road, decided that we wanted to grow something that was sustainable, that we could build as a brand. And after going to a show in Portland about direct garment printing industry as a whole, it was kind of like, this is the way we want to go. So WhatFor Apparel was birthed out of this idea of partnering with influencers, musicians, artists, podcasters, brand owners, businesses, whatever, to give them a platform to sell branded merchandise and apparel at a no-cost upfront model and to make a residual income. Mm-hmm. And the name WhatFor came from, we were all sitting in a room trying to think of, you know, clever names, you know, that would be catchy and whatever. And I just threw out, you know, well, what about WhatFor? And because in my mind, if Adam comes to me and says, or goes to anybody, and when Adam goes to anybody and says, you should buy this shirt, the first question typically is,
WhatFor?
WhatFor?
Yeah. Why do I need a chicken champ shirt? Why do I need a chicken champ shirt?
Things are getting frozen here.
No, I got you. You're good.
Oh, you're all back. Okay. Okay, cool. So that's where the name came from. And, you know, swung for the fences and got Matt Kuhn.
Yeah.
And Vince Russo was our first clients, which was awesome. And it's been off to the races since then, man. So that's a quick kind of brief synopsis of how WhatFor Apparel became a thing.
Right. So you pretty much you get the business mentality of anything you can put a logo on, you'll basically sell to anybody, right?
Well, sure, man. And it's like, you know, it's for your cause, for your show. And from a business standpoint, you know, if we want to talk business sense and strategy for us, partnering with influencers and people who have followings is great, because that puts the lion's share of the marketing on them. Mm-hmm. and the traffic is driven by their following, their platform that comes to us, and we just produce as the orders flow in. So it alleviates us a little bit on the marketing side. We still help. We'll still retweet. We'll still announce partnerships and stuff like that for sure. Mm-hmm. But the majority is on the partner who has the following, and we, our part of the deal is we'll set you up a store and we'll fulfill every single order that comes through. So the more you push, the more money you make, the more we're producing. So that, from the business side of things, is kind of, you know, our thought process.
You know what? Can I jump on that really quick? Because that's the first time I've ever heard Josiah talk about that, actually. And as a person that creates content, as a person that got into this to create content, don't you want that responsibility to be on yourself in the first place anyways? Mm-hmm. I want that responsibility to have that option for people to come and buy merch. I don't want it to be on my distributor. I want that to be on me, and I love that attitude from Josiah personally.
Yeah, and that kind of delineates the line between a distributor and like a sales team, because if you want us to sell and move your stuff for you, then we will, but it's going to be an additional cost. You know what I mean? So distribution is what we're in, and we're glad to help you.
Yeah.
You know, distribute stuff, but just, man, bring us the traffic and we will provide them with shirts and hoodies and cups and God knows what. But to answer your question, RJ, yes, whatever you can put a logo on, we will attempt to sell for you to your following.
Yeah. No, because I work for my shoot job is I work for a uniform company. And we do a lot of the merchandise kind of thing. And we've had people that come up and say, hey, we want our logos on golf balls or this or that. Or I've been with the company over 10 years and I haven't gotten the question, hey, can you put my logo on underwear? I'm just waiting for the, you know, that one time.
Oh, dude. And that's, I mean, not to nerd out on printing stuff, but that's super easy. So everyone wants printed underwear. Jay-Z Flair, I'm not talking to you. You're crazy.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's honestly, you read my mind, Josiah, because that's where I was gonna go. I figured he put some sort of chicken something on his crotch of his underwear or something.
It could happen. If he hears this, I'm probably going to get a DM the moment he hears this. Like, you didn't tell me we could make underwear.
Oh, I'll make sure he hears this. I can make sure. So he makes your life a living hell at that point, you know? As long as you can get, like, extra small for him, that's all that matters, I guess. No, you're a good guy. But, you know, and on top of that, obviously, for the listeners that don't know, you know, you had the Well 4 Apparel store, and now you've branched off and you've done Kayfabe Tees, and that's where, you know, and that's where Adam comes in. First, Josiah, would you consider this like an expansion of Well 4 Apparel, or is this a complete different entity?
Great question.
Yeah, man. So that is a good question, and
I'm actually curious about that as well.
It's a great question, because that topic is muddy, can get a little muddled, and the answer will be just clear. I promise you that. So, you know, K50s is the best word I can think to describe appearance or creation of K50s, rather, is serendipitous, because Adam and I met each other in Phoenix after NXT TakeOver, and at a bar that was adorned in Christmas lights, like 100% adorned in Christmas lights. And we talked, and we kind of realized that we have the same drive, passion, entrepreneurial hunger, grind, hustle mentality. It turns out that he listens to a guy that I had heard of in the Amazon circles and entrepreneurial circles in general. Gary Vaynerchuk is huge in a lot of entrepreneurial circles. So we realized we had like-mindedness there, and he sent me an idea for, I think, dude, Adam, I think it was like one of the merch sheep ideas or something.
It was actually the first one. I mean, if we want to just go, I mean, this really sets the tone for what the store is. The first shirt that I ever sent him as an idea was Roman Reigns was coming back, and I had the idea for a shirt that said you can't boo cancer.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So, and it was kind of like this like stepchild thing of like, well, he doesn't really fit in his NWA show or his AEW show, which we are currently producing merch for. So I just, you know, threw out the idea that, hey, we should make a line of sarcastic wrestling tees that kind of pokes fun and is tongue in cheek about a business that's a work. And he agreed, and he and I both have a we'll call it unique sense of humor. I don't know. If it makes us laugh, we'll put it on a shirt. Typically, you know, because if we make each other laugh with the idea, or you know, we bounce it off a couple other people and they laugh, then yeah, we'll probably run with it. But so yeah, the name Kayfabe Tees was kind of thrown out there, and we liked it, and you know, did the retro feel for the logo, and so to me, Kayfabe Tees, it's unique in the fact that I have both hands in both cookie jars, where, you know, essentially, so RJ, you have revisionist booking, and you're a partner of Vote for Apparel, right?
Yep.
So Kayfabe Tees, in my mind, is also a partner of Vote for Apparel. But I just happen to also be on the production side. I have stake in both of those things, where with you, RJ, revisionist booking is your thing. You and Michael crush it. You're awesome. I just handle production, and you guys handle the rest. With Kayfabe Tees, I'm dual minded in the fact that I'm also wanting to market. I'm also wanting to employ that sales background that I have to help promote and build a brand. But I'm also doing the production side. So at this point, it's kind of a both and the What For Apparel and Kayfabe Tees are usually in the same breath when people mention them, because we are kind of, it is kind of one of the same. Kayfabe Tees is a partner of What For Apparel, but it just so happens that the senior executive vice president of Kayfabe Tees is also the owner of What For Apparel. You know what I mean? So yeah. So it's like I said, it's kind of muddled in there, but that's the you know,
the best point of it, RJ, is it doesn't matter right now. It doesn't matter whatsoever right now. We are so early in this brand. We're so early in this company, which is one of the things that myself personally thinks is a great story to go along with what we're trying to do here. I mean, Josiah and I, we love wrestling. We want to be a part of the wrestling ecosystem. So to be able to watch a company grow from absolutely nothing, from two guys that are, you know, very entrepreneurial, we want to change our lifestyle. I mean, I have a shoot job, my friend. I'm a bar back here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm trying to change my lifestyle, trying to make this into my full-time job. So to watch that story and to also watch wrestling together, I think is a very interesting dynamic right there.
Yeah. You know, and because I was talking to Michael about it too. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure, we got What For Apparel, we got the Kayfabe Tees, and I'm like, okay, is it like, it's kind of like Major League Bait, like What For Apparel is like Major League Baseball, and Kayfabe Tees is like AAA Baseball kind of thing,
right?
If that makes sense to you guys.
Yeah. And the thing is, man, for me, have, like I said, being dual-minded in this, there's a saying that it goes, a rising tide lifts all ships, right? So the success of Kayfabe Tees is good for What For Apparel, and the success of What For Apparel is good for Kayfabe Tees. So it is very much, for me, married together, because like I said, I obviously have an interest in both things.
Nice running.
In both things. Yeah, thanks. That was the wife. She's going in there to the production area. But so yeah.
Get to work.
And by production, do you mean the kitchen or no?
No, that's upstairs. I'll let you know. So yeah, it's very much like I was saying, the success of Kayfabe Tees is good for What For Apparel, for sure.
Yeah.
Brings attention. We've gotten a lot of, you know, Barbie Hayden, we just did a run of shirts for her, because she found us through Kayfabe Tees. And so we, all those people that come to us, like, can you make shirts, get turned to the What For Apparel side of things, because that's our production company, right? So yeah, it definitely is mutually beneficial, for sure.
Yeah, because it's, you know, and you and I talked about it, Josiah, too, before, with me being involved with the indie promotion out here in Rochester, in New York. You know, I try to push as much as I can, whether it be What For Apparel, Kayfabe Tees, whatever the case may be. But, you know, there's a lot of, at least out here anyways, on the East Coast, I don't know how it is out there, but there's a lot of apparel companies out here. And it's like, okay, well, one of the workers that is that works for us is has his own company. It's like, okay, well, I don't want to, you know, step on toes. I'm like, okay, we'll kind of do it, kind not sneakily, but kind of like, hey, if you need something else, here you go, business card or, you know.
Well, let me chit chat about that for a second, actually, because that goes right into our social media strategy right there, my friend, because. We're not trying to take business away from anybody whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to show people that, hey, wouldn't you rather do business with wrestling fans that know exactly what you're talking about and what mm-hmm. your actual vision is? Right. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we rather help our own community than reach out to other people as well? I mean, Josiah knows exactly what is in my mind, what is in my mind's eye when I'm talking about a t-shirt, and that's because he watches wrestling. That's because he's in the same environment that I'm in, so he can make a shirt in a freaking matter of hours, and it's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And, man, you know, to answer your question about, you know, there is a lot of production facilities and t-shirt companies here as well in the West Coast. In Colorado alone, there's a ton. And all of them are more busy than they can stand right now, which is a good sign, right?
Yeah.
And there's plenty of business to go around. The print business is so antithetical to the wrestling business, which is to say, there's no paranoia. There's no really cutthroat competition. It's we all are stoked for each other. We all exchange tips and ideas and help each other improve. And so it's very, very much a community. And Adam will tell you, I'm one of the most chilled dudes in the world, probably. I'm
shaking my head vigorously, listeners.
I'm a pretty chill guy, you know what I mean? And so if people, you know, choose to go somewhere else, that's cool, man. If they can do it for you, and that's awesome. But all I can do is educate you on the fact that we will go above and beyond, you know, the call of duty, quote unquote, to educate you on the product, to get you into what you need, to do it at the best price, and we'll build you a free web store. So I mean, you know, that's awesome. So yeah, it's always about, you know, building the relationship first, and then the business always follows that, and that's been my philosophy for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Michael and I, we jumped on board with you guys right early, as soon as we got involved with the show and all that stuff. We hit the ground running and said, okay, here, let's, you know, just kind of just throw it up in the air, and where the chips fall, we'll let it go.
Yeah.
But,
totally.
You know, to bring up a gentleman you talked about before, Gary V, Adam actually turned me on to him, and I've actually watched a lot of his YouTube videos, Instagram videos, what have you. And, oh, wow, what a inspirational businessman himself. And it's absolutely unbelievably on where he started to where it is now. And that's kind of, you know, we can put What For Apparel and Kayfabe Tees in that same package. But with that being said, for both of you, you know, what's something, some advice, you know, for those, you know, those business owners out there, for those content creators, what have you, what advice would you give them right now if they're, you know, they're sitting on the fence there? They don't know what to do. They don't know what avenue to go. What advice would you give them? We'll start with Adam.
Sure. I'd say one of the best advices that I can honestly give is just to freaking start, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure how deep you've dug into my content, RJ, but the first video that I ever made was me sitting in front of my shower curtain talking to the NWA, saying that I was seeking a job in their retail as a retail merch director for their company, for their brand. And then the exact next day, I drove out from Las Vegas to California, and I got a handshake and a hello from their VP, David Lagana. Folks, you just need to freaking start. If you don't start, you're never going to get anywhere. And you know, it's taken me a while to even find Josiah, which I am very, very thankful for. I mean, folks, I didn't know that this guy even existed before, and now we have a partnership with each other. The best advice that I can continue to give is just the more content that you can make, the better it's going to be. It doesn't have to be perfect. People just want to know your story, which is why we're on your show, RJ, mm-hmm, which is why we produce content every day, which is why I make at least 15 Instagram stories every single day. The people, there might not be a huge audience right now because we are new. We're about just a month into this, but I'm over a year into content creation. And before I started this journey, my friend, I didn't even know how to turn on a Twitter machine. Mm-hmm. Is that what the kids call it? They call it a Twitter machine? So dudes and dudettes, if you don't start playing around with what you're trying to get into, you're never going to learn where you want to be. And it was through all of this that, you know, I've made contacts in wrestling. I've made contacts like Josiah. Mm-hmm. I've been able to have handshakes and hellos with people that over a year ago would never even give me the time of day. It is because I put in the work. Mm-hmm. So you have to put in the work first to even get noticed. And then we're right now at that stage of just being noticed. I just sent a text message to Josiah before we started here. He's like, man, you got some good contacts. I'm like, dude, we're right on the fringe. Mm-hmm. And you only get one chance to jump in. So we're on the fringe right now, and we're very excited for what's next, but we're very cautious for our next move as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those things, too, where, you know, I have, I don't know if you guys, it's not public knowledge that I've told a lot of people, but, you know, I have a four-year degree in media communications from college, and it's interesting to see, you know, I've been out of school for a number of years, more than a couple, two, three, but, you know, back 10 years ago, it was all about what you know. Now it's about who you know. You know, like you said, you handshake hello with David Lagana of the NWA. That opens doors that way, opens doors another way. But with that being said, you know, you met Josiah, you know, willy-nilly, but, you know, through...
No, it was willy-nilly. That's completely correct.
Dude, that's pretty accurate. It was literally, I think a week, maybe a week and a half before the Rumble, Adam messaged me. You messaged me a while before we actually did your merch, and you basically said, I'm thinking about it.
I don't know who you are. I don't know who you're about. I was over the top.
You're just like, I'm very interested, but not right now. And you do business with people I trust, and they speak highly. So I'm interested, or something like that. It's very mafioso in its nature. Like, I'm going to come to you in the middle of the day and ask you for a favor.
Very true.
You
know what
I
mean? Like, very true.
Yeah. So then a week and a half, before the Rumble, we launched his store. And... and then, dude, I didn't know this dude from anybody. And, you know, he was like, hey, come out to this meet and drink. And I was like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I'm all about networking and meeting people I do business with, because I've said it 1,000 times and I will say it 1,000 times again. For me, developing relationship, friendship, and that kind of thing is so important to me in business, as opposed to being just a cold, you know, businessman. I wanted to feel like a partnership. I've always been that way in my life. So I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll meet this guy and it'll be a good time. And I met Dave Hancock there and mm-hmm. a couple other people, and it was a great time. And so it was very, you know, to use your word, willy-nilly, in the fact that one, we met, or, you know, we came in contact, and two, we actually met in person. So it was very, serendipitous that it all kind of like mm-hmm. fell in place into this thing that, you know.
And by the way, the only reason why I trust this guy to this day is because he has a fantastic handshake.
That's true.
It's the only reason.
I shook his hand and he said, you have a good handshake. That's
important. First thing out of my mouth.
Yeah, he's like, you have a good handshake. That's important. You know why. And I'm like, I've been in sales for like 7 years. I know exactly why a good handshake is. It's, you know, it's like, this is a weird rabbit trail, but it's like a good amount of like a sturdy, firm handshake. I've met guys that like just want to crush your hand real quick, like when you shake their hand, that's a little too much. And then you have the working handshake that's mm-hmm. popular in the wrestling world, which, you know, doesn't do much for you. So maybe we'll do like a course on the perfect handshake on Kayfabe Tees or something. I don't know.
You gotta get one of those shirts. You know, how you have sign language shirts.
Yes,
the perfect handshake shirt. But, yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because it's one of those things, too, with me being doing the backstage stuff, interview stuff for UPW out here. It's one of those things I have to remember on whose hand I'm shaking, because if it's a worker, I got to do the, you know, the kind of worker fake. And then when I'm doing business for the show or whatever or somewhere else, I'm like, okay, now I got to do a real handshake. So it's like you got to kind of stay on your toes a little bit.
Yeah. And now I'm self-conscious about my handshake because apparently that's the only reason Adam trusts me. So I got to keep it on point.
Well, it's true, folks.
Well, that stuff's legal out there in Colorado, too. So it's maybe it's, you know. Yeah. Way of things to come, you know. But you know, Josiah, what, you know, obviously we heard Adam say what advice, you know, what advice would you have for a lot of those, you know, those entrepreneurs that are just you know, getting started or thinking about getting started, or you know, they want to take that jump?
Yeah, I have to, you know, echo Adam's sentiment from the first part of mine, you know. When we were doing Amazon, when you're doing Amazon and you are looking for a product that you want to produce yourself or whatever, you know, you're looking for a niche, there's all kinds of data that you have to analyze as to like the sales and how good your competition's ranking and how you can be different from your competition. There's all this analysis that you can, submerge yourself in. And eventually you can err on the side of entering something called analysis paralysis, where you have so much information and you've thought so much about it that it paralyzes you to not make a decision or make the jump. And so that is the same kind of mindset that can happen to entrepreneurs or people that are trying to build a brand when they're wondering what they should post or what they should record, or, you know, what they should, you know, and they think about it so much that eventually nothing gets put out there, nothing gets posted, and they're just paralyzed, wondering and being analytical about everything. And I was at that place for a long time. I didn't know if I press record, I got to have an idea of exactly where I'm going to go, what I'm going to say. And now it's to the point where I feel a little bit more comfortable just pushing record and working my way into whatever topic matter is going to happen. But at least it's out there. The thing I put out there today about, you know, hustling and stuff like that, I didn't know what I was going to say. I was super tired. I just wanted to, I know I needed to post something to be out there, you know, a post for the day or whatever, and just push the record button. And
I actually yell at him if he doesn't. So yeah, he has to record something every day.
It's true. Yeah, like, what are you doing? What did you do today? You didn't record. What do you, like, what's your problem? Get with it, slacker. Yeah. So then, so seriously, I just pushed record and just started talking into the phone, you know, essentially. Yeah. So that's huge, man. Just throw it out there and see what sticks. And if you're an entrepreneur and you have a business idea, I told Adam this last week when we were recording, shooting on Kayfabe, which you can find on YouTube every Monday. So I think I told him that this whole thing with What For Apparel was not my first business idea, was not our first business idea here in Colorado. You know, doing the Amazon stuff and coming up with different brands, different ideas, different private label products, and you're all in on every one. And then when they don't work out, it can be very deflating and disappointing. So I've learned to kind of embrace failure, you know, and not be so afraid of it like I used to be. Mm-hmm. And that goes into, you know, just get out there and post stuff. Don't be afraid of failure, man. Failure can mm-hmm. shape you in so many different ways and equip you with tools for your next venture that you didn't know you needed. But if you wouldn't have failed the first time, you wouldn't have those tools in your belt, as it were, to tackle this next idea. And you don't know which one's going to pay off, but you can't be afraid that it's going to fail, because you'll never start. Mm-hmm. And you know, if I didn't do e-commerce, if I didn't do Verizon sales for years and have a background in selling phones and what it was to do retail and be a successful salesman in that arena, and I wouldn't have known, you know, how to transition to e-commerce. If I wouldn't have done e-commerce and done Amazon and learned what it was to build a good website and what customers need and what they're looking for, and that didn't really – those ventures didn't necessarily pan out. We still sell on Amazon, but we're not Amazon sellers anymore. Mm-hmm. If I would have done that, I wouldn't have had the tools necessary to approach What For Apparel from the standpoint of, okay, I know what needs to happen with this, and I'm going to take all this experience and how to make this a streamlined process, and I'm going to implement it. And there's no plan B. there can't be a, there really can't be a plan B. Mm-hmm. You know what
Burn
I mean?
Burn the ships, baby. Burn the freaking ships.
Yeah. So it's all in, man. And what for apparel is growing month after month. Our volume's increasing. Our orders are increasing. We sell novelty stuff on Amazon and Walmart and Etsy and all these different various platforms. Mm-hmm. So we're heading in the right direction. But this isn't the first business venture. People tend to think that people who are successful, and this is unilateral across all platforms, actors, sports, you know, professional wrestlers who show up in NXT and they're like, oh my God, this guy's an overnight sensation. No, he was grinding for 16 years in high school gyms and bingo halls trying to perfect his craft. You know what I mean? So like, don't, and that's another thing. Comparison is the thief of joy. Comparison is the thief. I mean, it's good to have goals, but don't compare yourself to the point where you suddenly feel bad because you're not where this guy is. And it's like, no, well, that guy had, he put in the work. It's your turn to put in the work now, and you'll be there eventually. But don't let comparison stop you from hustling and grinding and growing, because it'll stunt your growth quicker than anything else. Yeah. So that would be a couple tidbits of nuggets of like advice, I guess, which it's crazy to me, man, that people, I told Adam this today, that people interact with things that I say or identify, because I went to school to be an actor, dude. I thought the closest thing that the closest thing I would come to being a businessman is playing one on stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now life, you know, life is what happens when you're busy making plans. Here I am, you know, growing a business. And people are like, man, give me advice. So it's wild to me still that people ask advice of me. And it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, you have to be comfortable where you're at, man, and own your position. And I love giving advice to people because I love people chasing their passions. I love seeing them chasing their dreams, man. It's super cool because that's what I'm doing. And I want to see other people succeed at it.
Yeah, because that's one of the things, and Adam brought it up too, where you just, one of those things, before you got into the line of work, content creator, you know, you didn't know what the hell Twitter was. You didn't know what Instagram was. I'm the exact same way. We've been doing Visionist Booking for almost a year collectively together, myself and Michael. And even before that, I, you know, bounced back and forth between, you know, different shows and stuff. So I've been doing it probably about, give or take, a year and a half, 2 years. But before all this happened, I didn't even know what the hell Twitter was. I thought it was some adult site or something. You know what I mean?
Well, it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it depends on what you got to follow the right track.
But exactly. but it's one of those things too. If I didn't do that and jump in with both feet, I wouldn't have met both of you. I wouldn't have met Michael. Yeah. I wouldn't have met all these great people: Jay-Z, Flair, Dave Hancock. You know, a lot of these guys that, you know, you wouldn't have met. And, you know, that community is so great and so powerful that, you know, it's who you know now.
Yeah. And can I just say, and I'm not saying this because we're on your show. I mean, okay, well, maybe like 90% of it is because I'm on your show. But, I mean, this much. But, like, the revision – okay, like this, I'm, for those listening, I'm increasing the amount that it is. No, but for real, and I've told you this before, I think Revisionist Booking is a really, really cool format. It's a unique format for a podcast, and you guys definitely crush it, and it's fun. It's what we all fantasy book, right?
Yeah.
All the time.
And you get a lot of those people out there that, oh, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as mine. I'm like, well, no, you guys are doing current stuff. We're doing the past stuff that people, you know, like to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we talked about this whole, the current product. It's like, nobody wants to see this, so that's why you're rebooking it. I'm like, well, no, my idea for the whole thing was to bring, you know, those memories back for when I grew up, where you guys grew up, when Michael grew up, you know, whoever was Hulk Hogan or Warrior or Savage or whatever. So, and that's the avenue we wanted to take it, but.
Well, hey man, you know, that's some of the vibe that we bring to Kayfabe Tees as well, man. Like I send Josiah pictures, and I'm like, I want neon, I want block letters, I want crazy out there designs, man. I mean, like, as you can hear, Josiah is obviously the relaxed one of our company. I'm the freaking crazy guy, and I, like, he gets text messages at like nothing in the morning, and I'm like, dude, look at this fucking font. This is beautiful.
This is amazing. And I'm like, all right, cool. I'll do something.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Go to bed.
Exactly. It's See, like three. Don't you have a euro to eat or something?
That's awesome. You know, and funny enough, Michael and I are the exact same way. I'll be messaging him at like 4 o'clock in the morning when I get up for work, and he's an hour behind me. But he's like, dude, what the fuck are you texting me at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning for? I'm like, dude, I have an idea. If I don't put it down and send it to you, I'm gonna forget it. So there it is.
That's part of the entrepreneurial DNA, man, too, is your mind's always rolling on new ideas and what you can do to grow the brand and the content. And that just comes with territory.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have those same moments, you know, as well, you know, but.
Yeah. No, it's because my
I just don't,
my,
you know, my, I just don't wife, text Adam at 4 a.m. I'll wait till like 9.
Yeah.
And let him know. Yeah.
No, but my wife makes fun of me because I got little post-it notes across the whole house or little pieces of paper with scribble written on it. She's like, what the hell is this crap? I'm like, I look at it, I'm like, oh, it's a question for a guy I'm going to talk to next week.
It's the future,
well,
babe.
Well, get it out of the way. Well, okay, fine. And then I lost the paper, so I forgot what it was anyway. So, coming up, a few more weeks, you know, you mentioned it earlier on. You guys are making a big splash in Las Vegas. Obviously, Adam already has, but you guys
Well,
are
that's
gonna...
just because I live here.
Well, yeah.
Well, exactly. That's the point. but you guys are heading over to StarCast, you know, and that is, you know, that is going to be basically the mecca of content creators, of entrepreneurs, business owners, what have you. You know, what are you guys collectively being Kayfabe Tees and Well For Apparel, what are you guys going to be bringing to the table, pun intended?
I'll take this first, Josiah, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
In my eyes, we haven't really discussed this very much, so this is going to be a very fun discussion right now.
Wait. Do we need to have RJ sign an NDA because it's just you and I and him talking here?
Only if he joins us at the tiki bar. That's it.
If
he joins us at the tiki bar the night before.
I'll plug my ears.
Exactly. Yeah. So What we're really trying to bring to the table at this StarCast is we're just there to hang out, man. Josiah and I are really just getting to know each other a little bit more this StarCast. Like he said, man, you spend a Vegas weekend with each other. I'm leaving my girlfriend at my apartment, and I'm spending the weekend with Josiah in a hotel on the Strip. So we are definitely using this time to bond with each other. We're using this time to brand build, to dream build. And most importantly, I think that it's just a time to enjoy ourselves, talk to wrestling fans, observe what people that are there that have tables are doing, observe what the merch area is like. I mean, we're not trying to bust in there like AEW and saying, we're going to be the best in the world. We're going to change the merch world.
Everybody
buy a t-shirt, your merch sheep. What we're saying is we just want to go and hang out, see what people are doing, see what we can bring to the table, and then we'll decide what's next. Mm-hmm. But we're there to have fun. We're there to shake hands. Well, actually, I'm there to shake babies and kiss hands.
Yeah.
In that order, please.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. Like Adam said, man, for me, approaching this as far as an opportunity to interact with the awesome community that we obviously have built here, that will, you know, those that will be there, to finally meet a handful of people that are partners with What For Apparel, like Jay-Z Flair and Matt Kuhn and Doug Markham and all those guys that'll be there that we work with. And, you know, I'm looking forward to kind of, you know, in a way – telling people face to face, like, hey man, thanks for the support, and we just want to hang out with you, we want to have a relationship with you, we want to, you know, as best we can convey our you know, gratitude that you guys have rallied around this brand, this thing. So and it's going to be a good time. And of course, though, there's potential there for, you know, if people want to come talk to me about merch or doing merch for a show or their show, or mm-hmm. you know, having those connections and networking and opening, you know, new avenues for that, I'm totally open to it. Let's talk. Let's, you know, let's talk business. I love, mm-hmm. as you can tell, we love talking business.
Yeah.
So, and we're also, you know, having a tailgate party before Double or Nothing. The American Bar. Listen to this, RJ. Listen, $50 all you can drink in Las Vegas. Tell me if you can beat that. You can't. So it's awesome. It's going to be $50 all you can drink in Las Vegas at the American Bar right next to the Link Hotel. And there's an In-N-Out Burger across the street. Oh. So if you need any reason to come, that is the cherry on the
it's
the
not cake. Just across the street, Josiah, it's next door.
And literally
it's next door,
and the bar doesn't offer food, so you can go get In-N-Out Burger and bring it back to the bar and have the best of both worlds. So,
but yeah. Let me just piggyback off of what Josiah there for a second, yeah. Folks, like, the reason why I'm approaching this StarCast with such a fun attitude, with such a relaxed attitude, is that in the future, I've been following some wrestling entrepreneurs on the side, watching what they've been doing this whole time, and I foresee a time where Kayfabe Tees is going to all these tiny little pop-ups that all these other small entrepreneurial wrestling companies are going to as well. So one of the reasons why I'm looking at this StarCast as such a fun experience over a quote-unquote working experience, even though we are going to observe what's going on, dude, in the future, I'm hoping the next AEW event, I'm hoping whenever the next StarCast is, folks, is that we have a booth there. So yeah. The reason why I'm thinking in such a lackluster attitude, such a fun attitude, is this is going to be one of my last times really going to, quote-unquote, enjoy what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Because in the future, I plan to be working my freaking ass off, man, and I can't wait for that. But at this moment, we're not at that point, so I'm really looking to having some fun observing what's going on and getting to know my new friend slash business partner slash friend that I've met for the first time in 7 years. I haven't made a new friend.
Yeah, we've had that discussion a couple times.
Couple, two, three.
As far as how long it's been, we've made a real friend.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to, you know, a lot of, like, you know, a StarCast or one of these big conventions coming east towards me and here in New York, because it seems like a lot of them, and rightfully so, I don't get me wrong, are a lot or more towards the Midwest and out west, you know, especially, you know, this time of the year where the weather's kind of sketchy. But I'm like, okay, come east a little bit, you know, come to Cleveland, come to, you know, New York, come to, you know, well, Boston.
I mean, if it makes you feel any better, they never come to Denver, like, ever.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because Denver's not a huge destination city, obviously. I mean, there's lots of cool breweries and stuff this way, but I mean, that doesn't really bring the wrestling crowd in. It would bring me in. I love beer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel your pain there. I always have to travel to whatever event, big event is happening, because, yeah. I mean, and also the weather here in Colorado, it's supposed to snow Thursday, people. Okay, so the weather's never a sure bet, regardless of what time of year it is, so I can understand. But yeah, I feel your pain, RJ. Yeah. That's all I was trying to say in that diatribe.
You know, I might have told you this before, Josiah, but you do realize I grew up in Buffalo, New York, where it snows about 9 months out of 12. So, it's just, you know, it's one of those things where I've been talking to a bunch of the guys that are involved with the Tony Schiavone show, and on their, you know, on their Discord service with their Patreon and all that stuff. I'm like, oh man, you got to come up to Toronto. You got to come up to Toronto. They're doing a show. I'm like, okay, now I got to figure out, okay, time for work, time for family. Okay, now I can go. And, you know, and that's usually one of the closest bigger cities, and it's not even in the freaking country. You know, to, you know, not wind down a little bit, but, you know, to kind of get a different turn on this conversation. You brought up, you know, breweries. You brought up, you know, drinking $50 all you can drink. First, yeah. That's $50 all you can drink. Are you guys paying for the post jail or jail bond or no?
God no.
No. Do you know how much money we're making off of this tailgate? Want to take a giant guess? Zero. Exactly, folks. We're not. You know, you want to know how much money I'm personally making off of every $12.99 T-shirt that we sell? Want to take a wild guess there, RJ? Try one more than that.
$1.
$1. That's right, folks. That's right, folks. We are brand building. Yeah. We're shaking hands. We're shaking babies. We're kissing hands. Bring your babies, folks. It's all you can drink. Babies included. All you can drink for babies.
Yeah, no, we'll have bottles on site. It's time. Fine.
Put in bottles so it's not open containers, you know.
In Vegas, that doesn't matter. But to answer the first question, as I already said, God no, we won't be posting anyone's bail. You're adults, and whatever you do with your $50 all you can drink self after it's over is your responsibility.
But we'll be riding the monorail together to the event.
Yeah, we will give you every opportunity to not end up in jail. We'll try and get you to and from each event. There's a monorail. You can get there without driving or being a fool. Go ahead.
To branch off of that, you know, if you guys, both of you, could have one drink with anybody, dead or alive, doesn't have to be in the wrestling business, who would you pick to have that one drink with and why? We'll start with Adam.
Doesn't even have to be in the wrestling business. Well, I feel that we're on a wrestling show, so I might want to say that. But yeah. Yeah. You know what? I will say that. I'll give you both.
Okay.
Out of the wrestling business, John Lennon.
Okay.
In the wrestling business, Bobby Heenan.
Oof.
Bobby Heenan. And if I had to choose between the two, I would put Bobby Heenan before John Lennon. Yeah. And I got a goddamn John Lennon tattoo on myself.
Okay, come on.
What about you, Josiah?
Oh, man, that's... I can't even think that fast. That's a good question. That's actually something I've never thought of or been asked. and I don't want Bobby Heenan is a great answer, but I won't use that because you already said it. I think in the wrestling business, the person that I would want to have a drink with it's a toss up for me. I think. It would have been Eddie Guerrero, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just because he was one of my favorites of all time, and just his story is so awesome, and he seemed like such a fun, loving guy. Him and Owen Hart both would be awesome to just have a drink with and mm-hmm. tell stories, you know what I mean, and hear all that kind of stuff. outside of the wrestling business, I would have loved to have a drink with Johnny Cash. I think that would have been a very... very interesting conversation. He's one of my favorite, you know, old school country musicians. Mm-hmm. And that's just totally off the cuff. I didn't have time to think about that, but that's what final answer.
I kind of want to hear RJ's reaction. By the way, runner up, close runner up for me is Hunter S. Thompson as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, in the wrestling business, you know, it's, the most common answer that I've gotten is Ric Flair, but I'm not going to say that, even though I would love that. Obviously, you can't now, obviously, because he doesn't drink anymore. But the other
guy... I bet he will at the roast.
I
bet his cock comes out at the roast. I bet he gets $1,000 if his cock comes out at the roast.
The baby's arm. Or the arm, whatever.
We go to the Westgate. Sports book.
That's right. But, put it on the board.
But I will branch off of what you said with Bobby Heenan. I want Mean Gene Okerlund.
Mm.
Have a drink with him. He's seen it all. AWA. He's seen all the Southern wrestling, WWF, WCW. He's probably got stories on top of stories. Outside the wrestling business, this is going way back, even before Johnny Cash. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, there you go. Mickey Blue Eyes.
Exactly. You know, and you want stories? He probably has stories, you know, you could probably, you know, fill a 500-page book with. But absolutely, without a doubt, that I didn't have to think about that. That was basically in the holster there. But and then lastly, before we get to all the plugs and all that good stuff, I ask everybody that I interview the same question, and just to see their answers. What is the fixation that wrestlers have with fanny packs?
Well, let me tell you what, folks. I have been on fucking Josiah since day one that we need to be all in on fucking fanny packs. I'm going crazy right now. If you could see me on the screen, folks, I am literally, there's a vein coming out of my head. I am slamming my desk. Josiah, we need to get some numbers on these goddamn fanny packs because it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, folks. I'm telling you. Josiah, how about you? What's your opinion about fanny packs?
You asked, just to clarify, I follow that up. I plead the fifth. It's all I can say. You said that... You asked why the wrestlers have a fascination with fanny packs, or wrestling fans?
We'll do both. What the hell?
That's where they keep their weed.
Exactly. That's why wrestlers loved it. That's why they had their gimmicks. Where they kept their drugs and their GHB and all that other stuff that they used to get nice and swole, brother. or whatever. I mean, not everyone has a Brutus the Barber beefcake, so some people need fanny packs. So, you know, and not everyone has a guy to just carry their weed everywhere. I think that's why the wrestlers liked him. I think it was a convenience. Yeah. And wrestling fans, I mean, you want to be like the people you idolize, right?
Well, of course.
You don't know why. Just keep your hand sanitizer in there. Well, I don't know.
Within the next 5 years, my friends, Zumbas will be huge.
Yeah.
Yep.
Headbands will be huge. Yeah. Fanny packs will be gigantic, and we will sell all of them.
Yeah, and the thing is fashion as a whole is extremely cyclical. So things that were in style in the 80s are already coming back. My sister-in-law, she's in high school. She has like those big scrunchies that they had in the 80s and the mom jeans that were popular in the 80s. Mm-hmm. They're back. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so to people that grew up in that time, it was like, you're wearing mom jeans? So like that was an 80s thing. And she's like, no, it's all the rage right now. I'm like, okay. So things are cyclical. So it'll come back. So I would put money on what Adam's saying. Within 5 years, all those things will also
in my mind, kayfabe tees at this moment might just be selling silly t-shirts and fun wrestling t-shirts. But in the future, my friends, we will be a wrestling style brand. We are very fashion forward. My brain works that way. Mm-hmm. And I want to bring fashion to the wrestling merch world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For yeah, sure. without a doubt.
Without question.
I get yelled at for that. I get yelled at by Michael, so I have to actually come up with no doubt and without doubt because, you know, I don't want that cease and desist order coming in my front door from Mr. Tony Schiavone, even though that would be the first time I'd actually get his autograph, so I wouldn't care, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You know...
I mean, honestly, speaking of people that I'd love to have a beer with, I'd love to sit down and have a beer with Tony Schiavone. That guy seems like a hoot and a half, man. He just seems like... one of the most down-to-earth people you could probably meet in the wrestling business. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that'd be great.
Even just being part of his Patreon for WHW, for $7 a month, I get to sit there and I will not talk with him, but do the whole YouTube chat and Patreon chat every week. And it's like, holy, this is the guy I listened to. Is like my childhood voice. Mm-hmm. It was between him and JR, you know, so.
Yeah.
But... You know, lastly, you know, between both of you, you know, just plug anything you guys got coming up, you know, social medias, all that good stuff.
Adam?
Sure, Alex, sure, why not?
You just say it so much more exuberantly than I would.
I know, I'm so over the top, man, Jesus, I gotta get better at just chilling the hell out on these goddamn things. But folks, if if you want to hang out with us, I would highly suggest to come and hang out with us at the American Bar on May 25th from noon until 3. They have a fantastic deal of $50, all you can drink. Come and get a handshake. Come and get a hello. We just want to meet wrestling fans, man. We know so many wrestling fans travel from all over. Josiah and myself, we love to travel. One of my favorite things, even more than the show, is actually the tailgate before and meeting other like-minded people. So come and hang out with us. We're obviously cool people if you haven't been fucking listening. We'll take the monorail into the show together. And folks, if you want to at least look at what we sell, go to kayfabetees.com. We're just getting off the ground. We would love for you to just look at our collection. We are going forward at a exponential rate, and I can't wait to get there. Follow me at Adam_Rotella on Twitter. Follow Kayfabe Tees at Kayfabe Tees on Twitter. Hell, look up Kayfabe TV on YouTube. We're going to have a lot of fun stuff coming there. We have stuff every day happening. We have a weekly meeting where Josiah and I actually break down our actual numbers with actual money. We are very straightforward about the business that we're growing. We want you to be a part of our journey. We want to share how we grow a business with you. It's very different from every other wrestling thing out there. We're not the mainstream wrestling media, blah, blah, blah. Josiah, tell them where they can find you.
Oh, man. Yeah, so as Adam said, K50s obviously on Twitter is at K50s. I myself am at the What Four Guy on Twitter. You can follow me as well, and you'll get a lot of the information that you'll need to know to stay up to date with K50s and what's happening there. So I echo Adam's sentiment. If you're going to be in Las Vegas for Double or Nothing and StarCast, come hang out with us at the American Bar on Saturday. We'd love to see you, love to shake your baby and kiss your hand. So, and we'll be doing that all day for 3 freaking hours, just shaking all kinds of babies. Paramedics will be on standby, and hand sanitizer will be provided for you after we're done kissing your hands. So, we have everything covered. All the bases are covered. Everything's good to go. Shooting on Kayfabe is one of my favorite things to film. Adam was talking about the meetings that we do where we break down shoot numbers and shoot strategy and all, and to borrow wrestling terms. But it's a lot of fun just to be that transparent. And we're not trying to hide anything. Obviously, it's a business, and we just want you to be a part of the journey. Mm-hmm. So that's where you can find us, and that's where you can follow us and be our friends.
Hey, and by the way, we're not going to be hard to find at StarCast. Come and say hi. I'm probably going to be in a goddamn Hawaiian shirt, and I got a giant mustache. You can't miss me. And I think Josiah and I are wearing matching T-shirts every day. We're going to be so cute, guys. Come and take pictures with us. Come and say hi.
It's a bromance weekend, if I've ever had what that's going to be. But yeah, I'll be in Kayfabe Tees attire and T-shirts and we'll definitely be there to chat. Don't be afraid, come say hi. We want to talk to you, we want to get to know you. And be your friend in real life too, not just on the Twitter machine.
There you go. To close out, first and foremost, appreciate both of you for coming on. And for all my listeners, all the listeners of Revisionist Booking, if you are not on the Kayfabe Tees and What For Apparel train, you better get on it right now, because it's not taking any more stops from here on out. It's a one-way trip, and that trip's going up. So you guys might want to get on it right now. So Adam, Josiah, appreciate you coming
on.
Thank
you.
I look forward to the partnership with the shows, with our show and you guys. And the best of luck at StarCast and going forward.
Hey, man, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We love this. Invite us on anytime. We'd love to talk at you for another hour and 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure, man. And not just about, what we're doing. We'll come talk to you about wrestling product, whatever. It's just fun to chat. It's fun to get on here. Thank you for having us on. Like I said before, it's always humbling when people reach out and ask us to be on their show and talk about and take up their time on their their product, plug our product. So it's a huge honor. So thank you so much, man, for thinking of us, and we'll be back anytime you want us, man.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Bad.
Okay, I'm Matt Willis, and this is Graham Bagshaw. Welcome, kid.
What am I supposed to do? You just introduced me. This should be the trailer. This is it. Listen to us Fridays on the Vision Wrestling Network. That's it. That's it. That's going. Send it out right now.
We're out of here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to lastly thank Adam Rotella and Josiah from What For Apparel and Kayfabe Tees for coming on Behind the Book right here this evening. If you, like I said before, if you are not on the Kayfabe Tees and What For Apparel wagon, train, whatever, get on it right now, because this train is going to parts where, you know, only the sky's the limit at this point for this company. And I'm proud to say that Revisionist Booking and now Behind the Book are part of that What For Apparel and Kayfabe Tees family. So head over, give them a follow on Twitter, give them a follow YouTube, wherever you can find them, make sure you follow them, because you are not going to be sorry that you did. However, you can follow us at Revisionist Book. You can follow me at Krasinski RJ. And then you can follow Michael Berry Sr. at Michael Berry Sr. on the Twitter gimmick. But if you head over and you give us a follow at Revisionist Book, you'll get both of our handles right there. So this has been one hell of an interview. I appreciate them so much for coming on. If you head over to iTunes, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor, give us a 5-star review for Revisionist Booking. We will give you a shout out on the show. We appreciate everybody that has followed us over from the network to our standalone podcast here. You know, I don't want to call anybody out specifically, because I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody, but I appreciate everybody so, so very much. And I know I can't speak for Michael, obviously, but we got a lot of good things coming for the show, for here Behind the Book, as far as well as Revisionist Booking as well. If you head over and give us a follow on Twitter, make sure you give us a 5-star review on all your major podcasting platforms, wherever you are hearing this podcast. Put it on pause right now. Head over, give us a 5-star review, and we'll make sure to give you a shout out. It's little things, and we appreciate it so, so very much. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, tell your enemies, tell your neighbors, tell whoever you are seeing right now to join the Revisionist Revolution, because just like Kayfabe Tees and What For Apparel, you want to get on the Revisionist Booking train, because it's only going to be going up, and I guarantee you that. So to get our apparel store, our What For Apparel store, you can go to revisionistbooking.com/store. You can get all our great new merchandise right there. We got new shirts coming out. We're working with Josiah right now and his great team to get out some new shirts for you as well. So head over and get us some merch. 5-star review across all your major podcasting platforms. Follow us on Twitter. I appreciate it so very much. And as always, you're welcome. And let the Revisionist Revolution begin.